The National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. An orchestra and its leader who, through their ingenuity and creative ability, are directing the course of tomorrow's music. Direct from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure that you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to admit right at the outset that this orchestra plays jazz music. Some of it is rather involved, and some of it is rather simple, and some of it swings, and some of it has no beat at all. Some of it is rubato, and sometimes we know very much about what we're doing, and we've often been accused oftentimes of not knowing very much about what we're doing, and there are moments when we aren't quite sure ourselves. But at the moment, we want to just start this thing with some rhythm, fellas. Something of Bill Holman's. Let's get this works of Bill Holman's. The beat. Four. Amusing things take place by accident. I suddenly look up and I see Conti still standing down here in front of the band. What was the matter, Conti? Did they block you out? You couldn't return to your chair. Well, it's just like this evening. We don't know what program we're playing because I've got all of them filed over there and all mixed up, but I do know that I found the right one. And if you guys would get number 26 out, I'll give you the code while I tell the people it starts with a piano solo. It's one of the old things that Rugolo and I cooked up one afternoon, and I don't remember the place, but it was done. Bob Burgess, trombone. Here's the thing we play called Collaboration.
Collaboration. south a moment and moving back toward the trombone section. And, Count, will you come down, please? Well, Burgess, you might as well take another bow.
The code number on this is 138, fellows. Count, you ever know a trumpet player by the name of Shorty Rogers?
Yes, I do.
Where is he now?
Well, he's currently working at the lighthouse in Hermosa Beach out in California.
Uh-huh. He's doing a lot of wonderful things in jazz. You know,
he certainly is.
The thing that came into the book that you took over, and we have to really give you credit for making it as well known as it is and getting so many requests for it. You think we can make it, Count?
I think so.
You give him the title.
I'll give it a good try. The name of this next composition is Round Robin.
This evening, being introduced here at Birdland is Chris Connors, this young lady that has done such a great job of fitting in with the particular music that we've written and created. Some singers say it's rather difficult to find out where you're supposed to come in and where you're supposed to end up, but believe me, this girl has no problem.
You
seem to know everything when you came, Chris. We'd like to do this number with you, and of course, doing it with you is... you're doing it is the most important thing, and you can tell that I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know the title. Here's Chris Connors singing If I Should Lose You.
With you, baby.
living a dream, but living would seem in vain if I lost you. The rose would bloom in the snow with you beside me.
I've seen displays of ego before, but not quite like this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you heard something odd near the end, we don't want you to blame Frank Rossellino for it, or Bill Russo, or Keith Moon, or George Roberts. Bob Burgess blew what we technically term a clam. You know, I think that, you know, it might be a lot of guys have become famous doing the wrong thing all the time, and just very, very good. You probably couldn't do it again, could you? That's the first by the dozen. I want you to know I'll pay you one compliment. You've been in the band about a year, and that's the first time I've ever heard you miss a note. Well, Harry Betts used to say I'd miss a note. Never mind. Ladies, I'm talking this. Oh, here's the audience over here. Fellas, 235, help me out of this, will you? Young blood. Thank you. Thank you. Fred, would you step up to the microphone? You know, I would like very much if you'd introduce this next number because it's something that I play on. And if I stood here and told the people about how well I play and all that sort of thing, they might misunderstand. And I want you to know that there's no one I can trust but you.
Well, thank you, Stan, but there's just one prerequisite in any successful ad lib, and that is to have some fundamental idea of what you're talking about. And frankly, though I admire your music greatly, I don't know what the name of this tune is. You do so many, you know.
Well, now, here I am with the program from... Oh, that's the other program we did tonight. Now, I'll tell you.
Well, Mr. Kennedy is going back to the piano.
Fred, keep ad-libbing now till I get my...
I will be happy to. Ladies and gentlemen, as a party of one, I have been an eyewitness to many wonderful things. And probably the most wonderful, musically speaking, is to see the baby spotlight fall on Mr. Kenton and the Steinway here in Birdland. I didn't get the title, Stan.
Oh, no! Fred, I tried to be as subtle as possible. I'd admit it's in small letters there. Everybody in the place knows what we're playing there. But
thank you very
Fred,
much.
Just tell them the number. That's what I've been doing all night.
I will. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to announce at this time Mr. Stan Kenton at the 88 of the keyboard and the entire orchestra joining later with Harlem Nocturne.
This next composition is the thing that I hardly feel needs an introduction anymore. We get requests for it. It has not ever been recorded, but I think someday we'll certainly have to make a record of it. A rather spirited thing that has Lee Konitz woven through it. Connie Condoli a bit, Bob Burgess blowing right notes in the right places. And Stan Levy concluding the thing with a definite sound on the drums. Let's move this thing that we do call Limelight. I think that it's only fair that I admit something. I informed you people listening in that Bob Burgess was guilty of doing something wrong earlier tonight, and I want you to know that I just made a mistake. I gave the band the wrong beat at the wrong time, and one guy went with me, and the others knew that I didn't know what I was doing. So they did it right. And Pete, I want you to know it's great to have you have that much belief in me. That I appreciate very much. Thank you. But all in all, you guys understand I have not offended you, nor have I offended Pete. It's rather embarrassing, though, to be included with such people as Burgess. We might make this the human interest part of this program this evening. We
have our manager here, Allison. He's here from Hollywood. Gene Howard, the publicity man, is here. The band boy came back from Boston, Frankie DeOya. He's here tonight. George Morty's back. And sitting over at the side is Eddie Safransky. Very good, Eddie. Fantastic applause you get. Very nice. Thank you. Fred Collins, have you seen anybody around the place you know?
I have seen a lot of people, Stan, but I sometimes just get away with myself at the end of the program, and so to avoid that tonight, I have a minor suggestion.
Yes?
Rather than to have me ramble on, I wonder if we could hear a bit of that magnificent artistry theme to close off the program tonight so that everything will be ship-shape, as they say.
You are really swinging tonight.
Thank you.
Fred, I don't know. I can't seem to get this theme going. Nobody, there's no use trying to make it alone.
Well, I must say that NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom.
Fred, do you want that theme?
Yes. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, and we invite you to join us again next week for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Till then, Fred Collins
give
speaking.
Give us a chance, will you?
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.